The Homestake water system was first constructed in the early 1800s by Homestake Mine. Water was required in larger quantities for expansion of that and other mines in the Lee Deadwood area. Thursday at Homestake Adams Research and Cultural Center in Deadwood, Kurt Boettcher will give a presentation at noon on this system. And of course, all events in South Dakota are changing quite fluidly as events get canceled and postponed. This one, so always check with your event before you go to something. But right now, this is still on. So, Kurt, welcome. Thanks for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You are a civil engineer, and your interest in this is personal. Tell me a little bit about your interest to start with.
Well, I grew up in southeast Minnesota, and I came out to the Black Hills to attend college in the middle 70s, and I'm a School of Mines graduate from Rapid City. And I'm a civil engineer, and I've worked regionally in the Black Hills and Gillette area for the last 45 years. And I'm kind of a history buff. I've read all of the stuff on the Custer Expedition and Homestake Mine. And in 2008 and 2009 time frame, I read the book Nuggets to Neutrinos, which is a history of the Homestake Mine. It's by Steve Mitchell. And I became interested because in the water chapter within that book, it showed the flume system, conduit system for the water gathering that Homestake had put together in the late 1800s. And it appeared that that one of the branches, which is in the north tributary of Rapid Creek, went by my house or my cabin up in the Black Hills. And so I started researching and became interested in finding and hiking some of these. And I started with the Rapid Creek drainage system, and then I advanced to the Peak drainage and the Spearfish and kind of investigated all of them. And I took a lot of pictures and did GPS readings on it. And I just started giving some presentations. And then the Historical Society asked me to give my presentation there. And I said that I would. And yeah. I've done some field trips, informal field trips, and I have some more planned in the future.
All right, so a lot of this water system you've walked along to take those photographs, and tell me a little bit of this balance between researching, archives and survey notes, and then also just getting out in this area and looking to see what you can see. How do you match those things up? What are some of the challenges?
Well, I was a surveyor prior to a civil engineer, so I was interested in kind of who went out and found this and the ability to do this. You're 20 miles out of town, and it's a day's ride from the Homestake Mine. And the Homestake Mine sent surveyors out there to find more water. Now, I have not found all of the notes that I would like to, but the Cultural Center has reams and reams of notes, survey notes, and I researched those, and I attempt to find the ones that are pertaining to the water system in particular. A lot of them are downhole notes, and you just look at the book and you see where they're at. But I did find some locations where in the early 1880s, the crew left Englewood, headed south-southwest to Crook's Tower, and that's where the north tributary of the Rapid Creek one is in. And that the north tributary of the Rapid Creek is 11.5 miles, gravity feed, a tunnel on it. It flows into Spearfish Creek and thence into Whitewood Creek. And I've walked all of that 11.5 miles and taken pictures of it. But I attempt to find what I can at the Cultural Center, and it takes a lot of time. A lot of time to go in and research all of it. I have found some pictures from the early 1900s of the water system, that are really pertain to what I'm doing too.
As a civil engineer, what are some of the things that impress you about the work that they did back then to solve the problems that they have? How does it sort of hold up with what we know today?
Well, it would be easy to do today what took hours or years to do back then. The surveying methods have changed even in my lifetime so dramatically. And then you have topo maps, aerial flights that can pinpoint this. But back then, none of that information was available, and the survey crew had to go out and create a topo. And we're talking a day's journey from Lee Deadwood out there, and I'm assuming that they would camp out there for months on end. Wow. With their dumpy levels, which are the instruments of the time, and stadia shooting topo in order to figure out which water could come in, gravity feed into Lee Deadwood, and the need was there because of the mines.
Yeah, so fascinating, really, to just see how times have changed, but yet some of those principles stay the same. Kurt Boettcher, the Deadwood History Incorporated and the Deadwood History Preservation Commission are hosting this presentation on the Homestake Water System by Kurt. That's Thursday, March 19th at noon at the Homestake Adams Research and Cultural Center. Right now, this event is on. You can bring your lunch, but many events are getting canceled, so please call ahead before you go. Kurt Boettcher, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.